Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the audio tutorial for the Kenwood TS-2000. I'm Matt Arthur, KA0PQW, and I think I've forgotten the last one, but if you have any questions on the tutorial, you're welcome to email me at my call sign, KiloAlpha0PapaQuebecWhiskey@ARRL.net. KA0PQW@ARRL.net. And be more than willing to help you out as best I can. Today we're going to talk about some of the other features, especially receive audio features and maybe adjusting power and mic gain and some of those things that you'll want to know about the TS-2000. Now, one of the high points on the Kenwood TS-2000 for me is the fact that you can really get excellent receive audio out of the radio. That is, if you do it the right way, you know, if you use an external speaker with the radio. The internal speaker is no better than any of the other HF rigs. I haven't found an HF rig yet that I liked its internal speaker. I really recommend using external speakers on your HF rigs, especially. They really do a lot to enhance your receive capability. Now, what I'm using here is a little bit overkill for the average. I have my uses for it, and it's nice, and if you can do this, it's a good way to do it. I'm running my TS-2000 through an audio mixer with a stereo amplifier and two big speakers in here. Now, the reason I'm running it through the mixer and the amplifier and that is so that I can also record from the HF rig to the computer. Because I've got the computer routed through the little Behringer mixer here, too. The mixers really aren't that expensive of a thing to get. But an external speaker will certainly do great wonders for the receive audio of the Kenwood TS-2000 and most other HF transceivers. Now, actually, as I pointed out, in one of the other editions, segments, I guess, there are two external speaker outputs on the TS-2000. One of them is for, of course, the main transceiver, which is what we've been dealing with pretty much, and the sub-transceiver has one. Now, out of the box, they're set up in such a way that if you plug in a separate speaker, audio from both receivers or both transceivers comes out of both speakers. There is a way in the menus, it's menu number 16, and you want to set that to like 1 to change that. We'll talk about that sometime later on here when we get into the menus a little bit. I'll cover a few of the menus that you're going to want to know how to work for sure. So now let's get on to the receive audio of this radio. On the bottom of the radio, on the left-hand side, next to the microphone connector, which by now you've probably done a little bit of operating on the rig and have everything hooked up and have done some listening. Maybe you've already even discovered these knobs.
Now,
on the left-hand side of the bottom, the very bottom of the radio, next to the microphone, just to the right of the microphone connector, there are two little knobs right next to each other, called high cut, high and low cut, basically is what they're called. Now, I cranked the high low cut all the way to the right This is what it did to the audio on sideband. I'm on 40 meters. Sounds pretty awful. I'm slowly turning it to the left and it clicks each click.
Yeah, fine. Good morning, Walter. And I'm not hearing Frank very well here this morning either, AC-19. Down to you, Chris. Are you capping
I cranked it all the way to the right.
W4QN.
Now I've got full low end in the radio. The other one is kind of a low cut, I guess. It cuts out some of the low end. It just kind of brings up some highs. I'm doing the low cut. I guess that's the low cut on the right, or on the left hand side. The other one is high cut. Now they come preset to something out of the box. But you can really get some seriously good receive audio out of this piece of equipment. And boy, on AM, it really sounds nice listening to it through the big speakers. Listening to shortwave and things like that. These adjustments also serve as your basic, as your CW filtering. We'll dial it. Well, let's just give it 7.
7 megahertz. BFO. 7 point BFO.
I'm going to go into CW here.
6.9.
See if I can. Now I dialed down the low cut a little bit. That got it kind of ringy. Now I take out the high cut here a little bit. And I can really tighten up that CW signal. When I have them wide open, you can kind of hear two CW signals, one above the other one. So you can really narrow this up and make it sound good that way. Now, there are also DSP. The radio also has digital signal processing, or DSP, and we'll cover that in a little bit. So that's just a little bit on how to adjust the receive audio on the TS-2000. In the next segment, we're going to talk about some transmit audio adjustments and how to adjust power and a few other things like that. So we're at 73 for now, and again, if you have any questions for me you'd like to ask, you can email me at my call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey, at ARRL.net. 73.